It's now time for tonight's postgame coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd is the 1992 Davidson College graduate who can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. You can call Ashton at 704-696-2424. Coach Bob McKillop at courtside. Coach, second game, second time over 100 points, another impressive outing for the Wildcats.
Well, again, John, we look at the assist turnover ratio, and it was 23-6, which are pretty darn good numbers, especially when you consider that three of those turnovers were illegal screens, which are not a question of passing and catching and cutting, but we just can't have those kind of turnovers, those empty possessions. And I think we had 6 points, two threes made on three of those, two of those three screens that were illegal.
Coach Peyton Aldridge tonight, I guess you can use any superlative you want to, but 37 points for Peyton, and he was virtually unstoppable.
You know, we moved him around a lot, and give Wilmington credit. They mixed and matched two of they were guarding him with. Second half, they put a guard on him throughout the game, and as uncomfortable that might be sometimes when you have a quicker athletic guy on you as he did, he still was relentless in his ability to get us points, and I think his teammates did a great job of getting the ball as well.
I thought that he got the ball in deep positions on the court where he's going to score a high percentage of his shots.
Yeah, he sure will, and, you know, they did everything. They double-teamed every catch on the block, and then they switched number 12 on him. They put number 21 on him, so they put number 1 on him. So they had three different covers in the second half, and that takes energy, and he played 36 minutes and took that number of shots. Very, very pleased with his performance. He was sensational.
Overall, for the team, what are your impressions?
You know, it's a convincing win, but we've got a lot of work. We talk about the three illegal screens. That's got to be cleaned up. That's inexcusable. We had far too many fouls, 22 fouls tonight, and that was the thing that kept us out of trouble against Charleston Southern. We only had 12. And when you foul somebody, you send them to the line, they go to the line, now all of a sudden your transition game is disrupted. And that's what happened to us tonight. We had to constantly take the ball through the net after a foul shot, and it disrupted our transition game. And then I thought we had two stretches in the game, the first part of the second half and maybe the 8-6 minute mark down to the 4 minute mark, where we didn't dig in aggressively as much as we need to defensively. And a missed assignment here, a missed assignment there, whether it was allowing a drive baseline, whether it was not covering down in the paint, we missed a lot of help defensive situations. And of course, that's going to be cleaned up this week.
John Axel Gudmundson didn't play but a couple of minutes in the first half because of foul trouble, and Rusty Regal came off the bench and gave you a good game.
Well, I thought John was sensational when he was on the court, but there again, John, he got the foul trouble in the first half. One was on a reach, and one was leaving his feet on a three-point shooter, and it puts him on the bench, and that really puts the team at a disadvantage. Rusty came in, and Rusty is playing his role as superbly as we can want. He's been sensational. It's gravy that he's knocking down those threes, and he's knocking them down with consistency. But he's in the right spot at the right time. He's the connector. And as a senior, understanding what his role is, he's done a marvelous job.
You got Will McGarrity on the court for the first time this year. What'd you think?
Well, nice to see him get up and down the court. He's got rust in his game. This is the first time he's done any transition. He did some half-court work beginning on Saturday, Sunday, Monday in practice, but no full-court work. So this was his first full-court work. He was winded. He did get 12 minutes, and I was absolutely delighted to see him make that top of the key three.
Coach, a lot of possessions in this game. Defensively, how do you rate the game for Davidson?
I thought that there were points where we were very good as a team of defenders. And then I think we had one breakdown, and that's all it takes against a team that is as aggressive, and they get the ball up the court very well. CB's done a marvelous job of getting those guys to adjust to that pace early on, and they had us on our heels, and they got two or three scores in transition for Kaycock, number 15. We just can't allow that kind of deflation of our defense. But when we had five guys linked together, I thought we were pretty good.
You were 18 points ahead at halftime, 50-32. At halftime, when you were talking to the team, you told them what?
I said to them that the knock on Davidson College for the past 2 years is they can't put people away, that they get a lead, and then they just they go on cruise control. And we need to change that perception. We need to have a different mentality ourselves so that perception changes. And here is a great opportunity. We came out second half. They scored the first four possessions. We did too. But then we dug in. And I thought we dug in from about the 15-minute mark down to about the 8-minute mark. And I thought our defense was pretty good.
It looked like every time they made a little mini surge, you answered with one of your own.
Yeah, John, we can't afford to continue to try to outscore people. It starts at the defensive end. And when we get five guys linked together, I'll be a very happy guy.
Overall, a very impressive start and outing for the Wildcats, wouldn't you say?
Well, 108 points, NCAA division a tournament team from last year, Colonial Athletic Association. A lot of very, very good things about this game. Very, very pleased about the overall performance.
Congratulations. Good win.
Thank you, John.
Coach Bob McKillop talking to us tonight from courtside from John Belk Arena, where the Wildcats have just defeated UNC Wilmington by the score of 108-81.